I was by Chasna last week and I thought of a vart. Actually, I was margish, very much a vart, that Rav Shimon Schwab Zuchan al-Racha once said. Imagine you go to a Chasna and everything is there. The Rosh Yeshiva, the Rabbanim, the guests, the food is ready, the band, everything is there. Mamish a simcha gedayla, a tremendous, tremendous opportunity. One thing is missing. Just one thing is missing. The kala. Rachmana litzlan, immediately, when the kala is missing, it's no more simcha, it becomes a tragedy, an instant tragedy. It's nehepach miyantif le'evel, misimcha le'tzar. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph says, Roi l'chol yirei shemayim, tiyeh meitza udayig achurban beis hamikdash. To the chiyav, Roi on every yirei shemayim, to cry about the beis hamikdash, to worry about the beis hamikdash, to think about galus, to hope for geula. Amalek Yidden, this Shulchan Aruch was very, very easy to keep. They lived with Radifus, they lived with Anias, they lived with Tsaris, they lived with Sinis Akum. Amalek Yidden had nothing. The one thing they had was Geula, the hope for Geula. They had nothing, they had to do nothing to feel the Golus. Every step of the life they felt more and more the Golus. Today, Baruch Hashem, we live in Medina Shel Chesed. We have everything. We have yeshivas. We have Moshe Sadaka. We have Koilim. We have Yidden, thousands and thousands of Yidden living here at Yisrael. And we look at the Shulchan Aruch, we look at these 3 weeks, we look at this Tkufa, and we think, how do we relate to it? How is a Yid supposed to feel Golus if he doesn't even realize he's in Golus? How are you supposed to hope for Geula if you think you have Geula? Rabbi said we have everything. We have yeshivas, we have kailim, we have Eretz Yisrael, part of it is Chalapachis. We have everything. We're missing one thing. We're missing the kala. We're missing the Eivishta. Which the Svarim say, when there's a galus, it's shchinta begalusa. This muscle Rav Schwab Zuchan al-Racha once said, and I felt it very strongly when I was by that simcha. You could have everything, mamish everything. You could have music playing, it could be so freilich. But if you're missing the kala, that's a tragedy. That's an eis tzara. This is the feeling that we have to have every single day of the year. Like Shulchan Aruch says, Roi l'chol yirei shemayim, every day to feel that no matter what we have, all we have, we're missing the ikka. The ikka is chasam and haseifa. Befrat in these days, everybody. So in these days where the Chazal say, Kol mi she'enu mesabal yishalayim, if somebody doesn't feel the gullah, somebody doesn't cry about the gullah, if someone doesn't hope for the geula, chas v'sholem, he won't be invited to the chasen when the kala comes. But we always say that it's not enough just to feel gullah or daven for the geula. A person has to try to bring the geula. He has to try to do things that are makar of the geula. I'd like today, Bez Hashem, to discuss one nekuda, which is really for the whole year, but specifically in these days, when the Yid has to krecht for Golas and hope for Gula, this is certainly the Avodah Sayyam. The Gemara Yevamis, the Chamech Beis, on the Beis, says that the B'kiva had 24,000 Talmidim. The Kula Mesu B'Perek Echad, they all died in one Tkufa. The B'nei Shalai Nahagu Kavod Zeh Lo Zeh. They didn't give kavod one to the other. Pachad dikazach, you think about it, 24,000 Talmidim, Tanoim, and the Zman of Tanoim, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, to the extent, the Churban was such an enormous Churban, to the extent that the Gemara says, Vaya Oilam Shamin. The world was empty, the world was desolate. Rashi says, Mishasakha Atayu. When these 24,000 Talmidim died, the world was empty. The world lost Chas v'Shalom the Torah. What was the chet? Why did the Eibishter create such a Chorban Noriv Oyim? So the Gemara says, Leinagu kaved zelazer. And we hear that, I guess, for us it's not a problem, we can understand that, right? They were made fun one the other, they mitztayer one, they chepped one another. But that's unthinkable. You can't even have to have a mina. I was zeichet to Rabbi Yankov Kamenetsky, zeichet tzadik levracha. I think his most beautiful maila was his kveida adam. The way he respected not only the gedolei hador, not only rabbanim, yungalite, not only bachim, children. How he respected each child, each person by him. He saw b'tzelem alekim in every single person. There's a story, he's once walking here in Ashaka and this baby was crying. The mother was nowhere in sight. He picked the baby up, he was playing with it and making noises and joking and just to bring simcha to nachat tzelem alekim. If I were to tell you that he was never mavaza someone, it would be a bazillion. Hayal al dasta, a god ladur is mavaza someone. Can we really have a havamina that Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were mavaza one the other? Chazal say, and it's not a good name, Mishayim kemalachim, anu kemenei yodam. The Mishayim in our eyes have to be malachim. And here we're talking about Tanoim, in the Zman of Tanoim, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. It can't be they were mavaza one the other, they didn't shepherd one the other. But Lamaisa, there was an Einish Noir for this chet of Leinago Kavadzebizer. What was the chet, Rabbi saying? What was this chet that we could be masig of these Heiliger Talmidei Rabbi Akiva? And let me tell you before I go weiter, I'm not going to stand here tonight and start darshaning the chet of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. I have enough seichel to know I don't do such things. But I want to tell you what I think this Gemara, the limit of this Maimah Chazal is, and what we have to take out of this particular Gemara. And I want to tell you a little story that I heard from Rebbe Zayin Gesund. It's probably the most incredible story I ever heard from him. And the limit, the Musahaskal from the story, is even more incredible. He once told over that in Tavshin Lamavav, he went to visit New Hampshire for a few days during the summer months, and he started feeling very, very schwach. And as the moments went by, he realized that Chas V'Shalom, this is his end. He felt like Pashit, he's holding by Seif Chas V'Shalom of his life. With the last bit of Karchus, he called his Rebbetzin and says, "Hurry, hurry, I'm going so she didn't even know what to do. She ran to the next door neighbor and she yelled. It was such a shock. She came back a moment later into the room where he was sitting, and she with a lemon in her hand, a regular lemon. And she said, "Here, take the lemon, quick, suck it out." And I spoke to him recently about this, and he said he still remembers it was a plea in his gava. He really, literally felt this was his end. The only thing he had was a lemon. So he grabbed the lemon, and he sucked the lemon, and he felt Pashit Chia started coming back to him. It was clear dick in his eyes. The whole incident was so surprising. Here he feels that Chas V'Shalom, this is the end. His Rebbetzin runs, brings a lemon of all things, and he took a lemon and he sucked it. And Baruch Hashem, it's already almost 22 years. And Baruch Hashem, Yizaychet El Arichas Yamim. So he said after this story, it stayed in his mind constantly. The whole story, a Yid that lives with Basharet, you have to be blind not to see something here, some kind of lesson. So he told him, few days later he was talking to his son, and he told him the story, and he's saying, you know, to me it was so unusual, I grabbed the lemon, I never in my life saw anybody, and then he stopped. Right in the middle of a sentence, he stopped. He started to say he never saw such a thing, but then he says, you know, I remember such a similar incident. And he said, 20 years ago, from Tavshin Lamav, that's Tavshin, in 1946, he went to visit one of his yedidim in a nursing home. And he brought him an orange. He wanted to mechaber him with an orange. And this person was not interested in the orange. So he said, "Take it home, I don't need it." As he's walking out of the nursing home, he saw another person sitting there, Nebuchadnezzar, looked very forlorn, he looked lonely, and looked like nobody even went to visit him. So he decided, I'll stop in to visit that person. And then he thinks, I have an arm in my hand, why should I sleep at home? I was mechabed this chayla with an arm, with this orange. And he said, at that time, the roshim that it made on him, this person, Nebuch, he was, must have been entirely forsaken, no one came to visit him. He grabbed the orange with such a chesek and such a tzuka that he said in his life he never saw a person eating an orange with so much chesek and so much tzuka. And then he realized there's a connection. He realized these two stories are really very much related. And he told the son, now I understand the pshat in the pasuk. Now I see the chachma of Shlomo HaMelech. The pasuk says in Kehelet, Tzlach lachmecha al pnei ha'moyim, which is a muscle of sending lechem du chesed, ki b'roiv yamim timtzoena. He realized the connection here. 20 years ago, he did a ma'isa chesed, a very small, a very insignificant, a very simple ma'isa chesed. Shlach lachmo, he was mekayim. 20 years later, in a very critical time, this chesed resurfaced, and this chesed saved his life. And he said, this is really more than this pasuk, this is the Feresh and Medrash. The Medrash in Parshas Bahar on the pasuk of Chiyomach Achicha Ve'achzaktabai, drop the Medrash and listen to the striking similarity. The Medrash says, if you'll give tzedakah, you'll do a chesed, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, listen, Noyev Ayim, listen to the Dimyon. Af ato, b'shor shenafshecha, mitzafsefes lotzeis mitoch gufa, when your nefesh is about to leave your guf, when a person is about to be nifta, ani meisiva lecha, I will give you back your nefesh. Tzlach lachmecha al pnei hamayim, you do a chesed, ki b'roi v'yomim timtze'ena, b'shor shenafshecha mitzafsefes lotzeis. The mice is amazing. The whole thing, mitchilav atzoif, a chesed, a simple chesed, giving an orange, and you think about it, it's very easy to give a yid an orange. It's probably easy to give a yid the orange and slept at home. It probably costed a few pennies. No effort, no time, he didn't go special. B'roiv yomim timtze'ena. A chesed is never lost. When a person, Rachmana Litzlan, when his could be his man came already, but that's when the chesed comes out again. And we look at this Gemara, we b'simaisin can't understand this. We look at this story, this medrash, we b'simaisin can't understand this. Chesed is good, chesed is fine, abakulei hai. So much, so azoy vait, not only the Eibishter hold on to the chesed and hold it for 20 years, not only chesed could actually give a person arichas yamim, but what kind of chesed? Did he build a $3 million nursing home? Did he build a hospital? Did he jump into a river and save someone's life? He was Mahana Yid. He was Mahana Yid. No cost, no effort, no time. A simple chesed. We can't understand this because we don't know what a ma'isa chesed is. We don't know the oimik of a ma'isa chesed. The Gemara in Tainis Daf Chav Beis tells a story. Whenever I see it, I'm amazed. Eliyahu HaNavi was once in the street. Rav Breik, one of the Amoraim, was there. So he asked him a question. Eliyahu HaNavi hatachlich li'ga'oigin. There are so many people in the street, so many people walking around. Who from this street is a Ben Olam Haba? Eliyahu HaNavi looks around and he sees nobody. There's nobody. A few minutes later, he asks him again, no, anybody? Nobody from here, Ben Olam Haba? Eliyahu HaNavi points to those two people. Hanach, Bnei Alma Da'asi. Those two people, they're Bnei Olam Haba. So right away, the breaker ran after them to see why, from a whole street of people in the time of the Gemara, the whole street of people in the time of the Amorayim, nobody's a Ben Olam Haba but those two people. So just what do you do? What's your secret? Why are you from the whole street of Ben Olam Haba? So they said, what do we do? Amalei inti beduchi anan. We're joking. We make jokes. Magduchin anat sivin. We make sad people happy. Rashi explains, what is an inti batchi beduchi? Smechen umesamchen b'nei adam. We make people feel like. We bring simcha to people's lives. You think about it. From all the people, those two people, Jokis are Bnei Olam Haba. But the kasha is much deeper. Nobody's a Bnei Olam Haba. Doesn't the Mishnah say, we all know, we say it in these some months every week, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Bolam Haba. How can you say nobody is a Bnei Olam Haba if Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Bolam Haba? So this, the Toyas Chaim in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik, on that Mishnah of Kol Yisrael, he asked this kasha, and he says what's really a taisvis, that avada avada every yid is olam haba, but like the yidn have chatoyim, yidn do averis, and they have to go through the yonchim of Misa and Gehenim. Eliyahu Anavi was saying, there's nobody that's a ben olam haba k'moisha he without anything else. Those two people, those two balei chesed, they are Bnei Olam Haba Kamoishahi. And his lesson is Kamoishu Chai Ata B'loi Din U'B'loi Yisurim. Without anything, without any of the Yonsim, they were Bnei Olam Haba. Do you hear what it means praying a Yiddish heart? Do you hear what it means being Mesameach, the lave of a Yid? It's a Ben Olam Haba Kamoishahi. And to me, this is even more surprising. Azoy vay de chesed. Okay, Sameach and a Yid is a big chesed, it's a big mitzvah. But azoy vay, that you ben oylem habek and moishahi. I looked around in the first of no one asked it. No one's bothered by it. Chazal had no problem with this Gemara. Chazal saw Gemara that if somebody prays a Yiddish Jahat, he's a ben oylem habek and moishahi. There's no surprise. It's not a wonder. Chazal knew what it means in Ma'isa Chesed. Chazal knew what it means being Mesameach B'nei Adam. Chazal saw that a Ben Olam Haba K'moishahi, and Chazal understood it very simply. Do we have a feeling of what Ma'isa Chesed is? How many Tzibracha and Aherz are walking around? How many people are waiting for someone to come along and to be Mesameach their leiv? Why don't we grab that opportunity? Why don't we chop that opportunity to Mesameach HaYiddish HaHaz? Maybe because we don't know what a Ma'isa Chesed is. One of the most chashuv Sifrei Kabbalah, and I don't learn Kabbalah, but this Sefer is something that I think we should all learn. The Talmud Devarah, he was the Rebbe of the Reish Lakish, Rami Pano, the Talmud of the Beis Yosef. He has a sefer that the Ikka explains the Gimel Midos based on the pasuk in Micha. When it comes to the pasuk, the words L'she'eris Nachlosei, that's called Midah Dal. This is what he said, and I'll read you Mila v'Mila. What does it mean She'eris Nachlosei? Zot Yitaymi Devar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Misnayig in Yisrael v'Derach Zeh. The Avis's relation with every single Yid is the Derech Zeh. Ma Esel Yisrael, what can I do for the Yid? Behem Kroivi, they are my relatives. She'er B'sari Yeshimam, I have a blood relation with every single Yid. She'em Biti, my daughter Zugi, Zug L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, V'koyer Lehem Biti, Achoisi, Imi. And after that shot, She'eris Nachlasai, Lashin She'er Basa. The Avis that has a relationship with every single Yid. And that's Shad Yisrael Am Kerevai, Mamis Kurva Yeshloi Imahem, Ubanavim. whatever this means, the little understanding we have in this, this is the Ahava that the Eibishter has to every single Yid. Do you hear what it means? She'er basa, what it means? Kurva, biti. The Eibishter called each Yid a biti. But my point is the next few words. A person should always want to try to make Yana happy. Because the Eibishter loves every single Yid, because the Eibishter is a curve to every single Yid, we have to love every single Yid. That's the understanding of the mitzvah you have to ask him by yourself. The Eibishter has such an unbelievable love, such an unbelievable ahava for every single Yid. And you come along and you do that Yid a taiva. Can you imagine something that's more chashiv than Shemayim? You know, you don't have children yet, but imagine you have a child, a ben yachid, and someone comes along and gives him $1 million. Could there be a bigger simcha? The father sees his son get such a thrill, get such a delight. Can there be a bigger simcha? The time of the Vayir is saying, this is what happens in Shemayim when a Yid does a different Yid of Taiva. The Eibishter is waiting for a Yid to have simcha. The Eibishter is our Karev, our She'er, and the Eibishter is at the half Reach Gemaycha, because he's my Ben Yachido. And you go ahead and you do him a Taiva. Is there anything in Shemayim that's more chashiv? And this mashal I once said a while ago. Lessons I found in Mesillas Yesharim in the end of Perek Yotes says an unbelievable lashon. Ki ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyhev. The Eibishter only loves Ella Lemisha Oyev Es Yisrael. The Eibishter only loves someone who loves Nachayid. B'chol Masha Adam Magdala Havasay Li Yisrael. When a Yid goes out and he's mesameach b'nei yadam, when a Yid sees it's a bracha and a bracha and he tries to help him, when a Yid sees an old man in shul and he tries to mechazik him, when a Yid sees his parents and he tries to give him some simchas achayim, when kol ma'asha adam magdala vasal Yisrael gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu magdala lov, the Eibishter has a havat him, because as the Mesillas Yesharim says, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyev el lemisha oyev es Yisrael. You walk around with tainus afidin. You walk around with complaints about someone. The Eibishter looks at him as his ben yachido, and that's where you look at a Yid. But if you do a Yid a taiva, this caused the Eibishter the biggest nachas. And he fears that if la mamaza daima laav she ena oyev shum adam yais and mimisu raya she oyev as bonav ahavan emenes. This is the mashal that I told you basically. When you're helping another Yid, you're not just helping another Yid. The Eibishter Kavayachol has an unlimited ahava to every Yid, and you're doing what the Eibishter really wants. And I guess you hear this, you start understanding a little bit. You give somebody an orange, a very simple chesed, you will mischai in the fashion, and that chesed will never be forgotten. The Rav Yamin, 20 years later, that's when the chesed is going to come out again. You go around making jokes, you're mesameach b'nei yadam, but it's not just mesameach b'nei yadam. That's a ben olam haba k'moy shehi, because the ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyev el lemisha oyev es Yisrael. You don't have to build hospitals and nursing homes. If someone is mesameach b'nei yadam, that is a ben olam haba k'moy shehi. That's a chesed that the Eibishter will never forget. Do we think this way about chesed? Do we look at chesed this way? There's a famous story every child knows. The Chafetz Chaim once had a guest for Shabbos, and he came home and he skipped Shalom Aleichem, went right to Kiddush. I guarantee you, I have no suffix, those Orchim weren't starving. It wasn't a Kuach Nefesh. If I would be in that situation, I would wonder, Shalom Aleichem is a covered Shabbos. Why are you skipping Shalom Aleichem? Because the Chafetz Chaim realized that Shalom Aleichem is covered Shabbos. Or the Amol Nitzing Shalom Aleichem is covered Adam. And that's covered Shechina. And that's who the Eibishter loves when a person is thinking about Yenim. Saying Shalom Aleichem is Kodesh. Don't get me wrong, it's very, very heilig. Singing Shalom Aleichem is Kodesh. Although thinking about Nachayid is Kodesh Kedoshim. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyev El Misa Oyev Es Yisrael. If I would be there, I would run to the Shulchan Aruch. Look it up, right? Ruach Nefesh is Doich HaShem Aleichem. Suffix, Svek Sveker. I would look it up to find the Halacha. But in our Shulchan Aruch is missing something, times the Aleph. The Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyev El Misa Oyev Es Yisrael. If you're thinking about Nachayid, if your concern is Yenim's feelings, if you're thinking of Sameach Bnei Adam, that's the first halach in the Eibis of Shulchan Aruch. Sameach Bnei Adam. That's the type of chesed. That's the type of a person who is a ben olam habakum oisehi. I was once by Sefer Brachos, and I heard a line there, what someone said from this part of his speech, was that Mizeya Stark in Numen. Because in that line he types up the relationship that we have to Nachayid. He was speaking about one of his parents, and he said that their mahalach hachayim, their motto in life was Oibnit Yenim Vostafman Levin. Oibnit Yenim, if you don't live for someone else, Vostafman Levin. So Mizeh Stankinum, that mahalach, that attitude in life, Oibnit Yenim Vostafman Levin. And since then, I found a number of chazalim that say this exact point. Oibnit Yenim Vostafman Levin. Let me just tell you one of them. One is enough, believe me. There's a famous lesson in a chazal. B'shasha Adnan Baladin. If the person lives up his 120 years in this world, they're going to ask him Silas. They're going to ask him. But what are going to be the specific questions? State in Chazal, Bezei Halosin, Shoyel in Oisai, Hemlachtes Koinecha? Did you make the Eibishter a Melech? Was the Eibishter the on your mind, Tamid? Was the Eibishter your Melech? And the second question, which is really part of the first question, Devav Achiba, Hemlachtes Koinecha, Hemlachtes Chavecha? Did you make your chava? Did you make your chavrusa? Did you make your brother a melech? The same lesson, hamlachtes koinecha, hamlachtes chavercha. If I would say that, that would be kfir. Our mission on this world is to make the melech and make my chava all the same. That's our tachlis, that's our job. Hamlachtes koinecha, es chavercha. But that's what it's all about. But like Nit Yenim Vostafman Levin, Chazal told us very clearly that at the end of the day they're going to ask you, was your Chavar a Melech? Hemlachtes Koinecha, Hemlachtes Chavercha is in one sentence. Because Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oyev El Misa Oyev Es Yisrael. And the Eibus is our share of every single person. And loving the Eibus is loving every single Yid. And the first sif in Shulchan Aruch is we have to ask Kamaicha Zekha Gadol B'Toyer. It's all one concept. Like the Devarim says, it's all one because the Eibishter loves each yid, and that's why we have a tiva we have to ask Kamaicha. Look in the Altus Svarim, especially the beginning of Chayil Galif, 6 or 7 shmuzim, one after the other, about this concept of Noisa Ba'Oil Chaveiroi. Of a person's mahalach should be Oibnit Yenim Vostafman Levin. What's your mission on this world? Hemlachtes Chavercha. To live for your chava, to live for your parents, to live for your Rebbe, to live for anybody and everybody that's part of your life. That's your job in this world. Rav Shimon Skop in the Hagdoma to the Shari Yosef. There's a Mori Dikivart. It's possibly a show that nobody reads Hagdamas, but take a look, you'll see a Mori Dikivart. He says, every person by nature, lie that person is selfish. And many people live a life of Ani, he calls it. We'll call him the Ani person. He wakes up in the morning, he's out to please himself in the afternoon, at night. His life is made up of the Ani of him. Someone who's more idealistic, He thinks of the Eibishter. So here's Ani is himself and the Eibishter. Someone with more seichel has the Eibishter, and Lahavdil, he has his family. Dr. Shimon, and his lesson is priceless. The Eibishter creator created us to live for others, to be meitiv, to be goyim l'chesed to the others, to be meitiv, to be goyim l'chesed to the others. And Dr. Simon, the Ratzon Hashem is the Awa Ani should not only include ourselves, not only include the Eibishter, not only include our family, but should include everybody. Everybody should be part of the Ani. You, the old man in Shul, the Tzibrachin Abachin, the Yeshiva, the neighbor that Nebuch needs something, the new Bacha that comes to camp and is waiting for somebody to be Sameach, his lave. Dr. Simon, this is what Hillel meant. Listen, Rabbi Yisai. Kishani la'atmi. If your whole life is centered around the Ani, if this is the extent of your tachas achayim, the Ani over and over, more Ani. Who needs you? The Eibishter created you to live for others. And if it's only going to be Ani, Ani, Ani over and again, so bad after chavim. To me, this is that maimer. Oid nit yenim. Who are you? What are you? But you know, it goes a step further, Rabbi Say. Imagine somebody comes knocking on your door, a poor person, and you think, oi, he caught me in the wrong time. I would love to help him. I would love to give him. But I'm so busy. I'm so tired. The kids are, we can't help him right now. Let's put this more practical. There's a bacha that's walking around. He needs help. Emotional help. He needs something. He needs someone to give him a good word, to be made some lace to him. And punk, you're so big. You'd love to do it. It's such a big chesed. I would love to do it. I'd love to help him. I'd love to give him a little chizik. But I'm so busy now. I'll come back to it tomorrow. But you know what kind of mistake that is? That's a very, very fatal mistake. Because the Gemara is at Nitazai. Don't help him. There's a different Gemara, I say. The Gemara in Bava Basra, the Afyura Medalef, Tornesrufus Harasa, asked Rabbi Kiva a question. If the Eibishter loves every single yid, he loves Aniyim also. The Eibishter loves every single yid. The Eibishter created the world. Why can't he get every person panasa? Rabbi Sai, this is a tzarachin gadol. This is good gefrekt. The Eibishter, the tzvaki tzvakais, created everything in the world, and he can't create a few more dollars for that, honey. Zay a good gefrekt. I'd like to answer that, Kasha. If the Eibishter wants every single year to be happy, so why are there so many needy people? Why are there so many tzibrach and herzah? Why are there so many people that need chizuk? Why did the Eibishter make it that every single person cannot live alone and every single person has to come onto others? Why did the Eibishter make it that a parent cannot live without his children being makitah to them? Why did the Eibishter make it? The Eibishter can make the whole world, the whole ploya that goes into this earth and malaya, and he can't make every person self-sufficient? Why did the Eibishter make that we need others? Zokti Gemara. Omar Leik, they said, Nitzel Anu Behem Midinas Al Gehenem. But Kiva said, you got it all wrong. You're not giving the Ani. You're not helping the Ani. He's giving you. He's helping you. Because Kishani La'atmi Mo'ani, you're nothing. Because I've knit Yanim Vostaf Malevin. You're not giving, you're getting. You're not helping, you're being helped. And talking to the first one, so why is the Ani Sildik? I ain't some Vitimsa, Sakasha. But the Gemara is saying you're not the Nisin. When the Ani knocks on your door, he's not asking you to give, he's asking you to get. He's asking you to flach lachma pnei moyim ki beroiv yamim timtena. He's asking you that the Eibishter only loves you if you're going to love that other yid. He's giving you an opportunity. when you see someone walking around and needs chizuk, he's not out to take, he's out to give. Don't help him. Help yourself. And Chazal, I once made a list. Chazal say this in many other places also. The Medrash Rabbah in Shmoyis Perek Lamed Aleph, Ayin Shem V'Timsa. The Chofetz Chaim in Avos Chesed, Chelek Beis, Perek Aleph, says that's why the Eibishter made the Welt, that nobody can live alone. That every person has to go to a shoemaker and a grocery man and a tailor, and nobody can live alone, and everybody has to come on to everybody. Because that's what the Eibishter wants. Because the Eibishter wants that one should live for the other. Libi Oymali, this is the Pshat in the Gemara Yevamos. Tamid Rabbi Akiva went out Mavaza one the other. I guarantee you. They came to the Shagisari and said, Rebbe, when he's a guy, he says, say Vidui. The Shagisari said, Chatoyim? You don't have time to have Eris. Tamid Rabbi Akiva, Zichra, had no time to have Eris. They were eyeing a ton of learning. And they saw another person, maybe needs a little chizik. Maybe needs a little Cyrus. Maybe he doesn't really need it. He's okay, he'll go right in his Gemara, he'll get some chizik. He'll look in a Musa safe, he'll get some chizik. And they passed him that he didn't really need it. And you know something? They were right. The other person didn't need it. You needed it. And that was your mistake. They could have got without chesed. The other person could have lived without chesed. But you can't. Because I've nit yenim vostat min levin. Tisani li atmi moani. He doesn't need it because you need it. He can live without it, but you can't. And for shteitzach, the chet was a very darky zikah. But it was this attitude that he could live without it. But you forgot that you can't. And this is a Mahalach HaChayim that we all have to take with us every single day, especially in these days. In these days where the chiyav on every one of us is to think about Golus, is to hope for Geula, is to bring the Geula. The Avodas Hayoyim is to be Kaveya in our hearts. Over and over again, this simple yisoid, oib nit yenim vostach min leben, kani li atmi moani. You're not helping someone else. He's helping you. The Eibishter made that him to be able to give you a chesimta of chesed. Speaking about chesed to Bnei Torah, it's a big achrayus. Our tug and our nacht is limud haTorah. And to close the Gemara do chesed, you have to look up in the Shulchan Aruch if it's efsh la'aseh acherim, if it's efsh la'aseh acherim. But I'm speaking tonight about the chesed that's unshailus, the chesed that you don't have to close the Gemara, the chesed that's there without any time, without any bittul Torah, without any money. And that's the chesed of living this mahalach. Of like nit yenem vastaf min leben. I'll give you a simple mashal. A mashal that's against me here. And ten the chacham ayach kemoid. The waiter is carrying a bunch of different plates on the tray. Why don't we jump up to help him? Lahavdul elf havdalas. If a chamor is platzing, you have to help him. Azoy vayt at the yevish to gezov tuch vegen a behema. When a yid is schlepping a heavy package, why don't we jump at it? You know what the answer is? Because he can live without it. He doesn't need it, right? He doesn't need it, Rabbi Say. We need it. He can live without it, I'm asking. But you can't. Because that's why no hagu covered, Rabbi Zeh. Because the Tzelem Malikim is struggling and you could help him. And whether he's younger than you, and whether you're a bigger Talmud Chacham than him, but that's loy lahagu kovid zebizeh. I witnessed personally, when Rabbi Yankiv Zechatanik Levarcha was here, one of the Gedoyle Rashi Yeshiva came to visit him, and was sitting in this dining room. The waiter came to bring to Rabbi Yankiv his tray of food. The Rashida jumped up and picked it up and put it down. So the waiter went to the next table, the Bachim's table, and the Rashida followed him. Take the tray, put it down. All four trays, he took off the big tray. That's Kovei Zela there. That's what the Abish is going to ask us. Hemlachtes chavercha benachas. Did you live with someone else? So why don't you help him? He doesn't need it, you're right. You need it. You got it all wrong, you need it. I've nit yenem vastaf meleben. Deshanili asked me, Marni, who are you? You're a Tamachachim, you're a Lamdin, but you're not doing your shlichus. Hemlachtes chavercha is going on this exact case. And Rubacha comes to camp, right? He feels out of place. Is it Bekuach Nefesh? No. Is it Tzafik Bekuach Nefesh? No. But that's what they mean, Hamlach Chavercha Benachas. Why don't you go over to him? He doesn't need it. Of course he doesn't need it. You need it. That's what you're here for. Rabbi said, do you know what it means? Standing in the hot kitchen 12 hours a day and working on your feet. No one has an Asada. Be Michael if I ask you this question. When was the last time you went into the kitchen and thanked the cook for working so hard with Taiva Sein? Do you know what kind of chizik it is? Do you know what kind of chiyas you give that person when you show basic akaras ha-kayif? Doesn't take any time. There's no effort. No bitul Taira, no money. So what are you going to say? He doesn't need it, right? That's not true. Every person needs it. Every person needs a compliment. When the Rambam speaks about the Hafrach Kamoicha, his first muscle is a Fikach Tzarech Lusape B'Shvachi Shokol Adam. The Rambam's first understanding of Chesed is giving someone else a compliment. So don't tell me he doesn't need it. But even if he doesn't need it, you need it. When they're going to ask him, Lachtes Chavercha, they're going to ask you, why don't you thank your mother for the supper? And if it starts here, it'll go back to the city. And Bez Hashem, you'll have a family, it'll continue also. Being a Talmid Chacham is Kodesh. Thinking for someone else, Smoyach B'nei Adam, that's Kodesh Kedoshim. There's an unbelievable lesson of the Zohar HaKadosh in Vayikra. Kemada Oinsa Behai Barnash begin Milei Bisa. Just like in Shemayim they punish a person for saying a bad word, a sharp word, Kach Oinsa begin Mila Tava. The same Oinsa they're going to give for a good word, the Asid Liyadei, that he could have said, the Yachal of Mala, he could have said it, V'loi Milel. Do you hear that? Do you hear that? That means if you don't go in to thank the cook, if you don't thank your mother, if you're not mechazik that bacha, they're going to give an einish on that. And you might be alarmed and say, why? I didn't do anything wrong. I was shev al tasei. It's a bit lasei, right? Ain't a mitzvah oisa. But that's not the truth. Because you are mitzvah oisa. Because the first thing they're going to ask lasid lovei is imlachtes chavercha benachas. Do you think about your chava? You think about the cook? You think about your mother? You're not an enem tzeva oisa. You're not doing an idva slave. Oiv nit yenem vastaf meleven. Kishani liyat me mo oni. What are you? You're not just doing the chesed. You're doing your shlichus. And that's why just like a sharp word is a punishment, for not saying a good word is also a punishment. And let me ask something else, Rabbi Say. Do you have an asaga what it means calling parents, saying hello to a parent, saying good Shabbos to your parents, telling your parents, you know, I'm having a box and a wonderful time here in camp? Before you answer that question, let me stop you. And let me say a resounding no. Because no one in this room has any asaga. No one in this room has any asaga what it means to a parent. When the parent hears those words, I'm having a good time. Because if you're not a parent yourself, you could cholim and cholim and cholim, but you won't begin to know what it means saying something nice to your parents. So you don't know what it means. But I know what it means. I'm Baruch Shem, I have children, and I'll tell you there's nothing more important. There's nothing more priceless. There's nothing more precious than when a parent hears from their children, they're doing okay, they're having a nice time. When a parent shows, when a child shows a yachas, that he's having a great time, but he thinks about them, to give them a call, to tell them a good Shabbos. Nothing more important. Believe me, how much time does it take? How much effort does it take? That's what the Zoya meant. Because if you don't do it, Chas V'Shalom, it's the same Avera as he's saying a sharp word. Because that's what we're here for. And believe me, believe Suffolk, when they're going to ask him, Lachdes Chavercha B'Nachas, they're going to ask twice, him Lachdes Parents B'Nachas. Because besides being Kvayd Adam, that's Kvayd Hashchina. We all know the Gemara, Huksu Kvaydam L'Kvayd Hamakam. I say that Gemara, I start to shake. Is there anything that's Mamish Kvayd Hamakam? But the Gemara says there is. Kavod of parents is Kvayd Hamakam. So how much time does it take? If you're too busy learning, take 5 minutes off the playing time. But take a dollar from the canteen money and give them a call once in a while. I'm not saying call every day or speak for an hour. Call them what they expect from you. Know your parents, what they expect from you. How much more parents? Where their ganze Leben is you. You go to the coffee corner we have, and it happens often there are a few people going to get the coffee at the same time. Grada, I was there a second before. I'm older than the other person. Maybe a person thinks I was there first. I have Kedima, right? And I'm in third year Beis Medrash already, and I said 10 chaburis. I'm a bigger Talmid Chacham than the ninth grader, and I was there first. Enough to sue. Don't I go first? No, because if you go first, that's himlachdes atzmecha. That's what the Chazal call gaiva. If you let the other person go first, that's what it means himlachdes chavercha benachas. That's what it means oignit yenim vostas mileben. That's what Hillel Zucker meant when he said, "Kishani liatni, if it's always ani, so mo ani, who are you, vas bistu?" The Chazanish wrote in one of his letters, "Osher ani bi avas hazula." I'm an osher. How much oimik there is. A person walks around with an asiris, bua gate and bua steak. Another opportunity, another gelegenheit. Another Gelegenheit to be a Ben Olam Haba Kemoy Shehi. There's a lot to say. Let me just tell you what Rabbeinu Yoina says. And this is really the message I want to give you tonight. In Shar Gimel, Oysid Gimel, he says, B'zeh HaLashim, V'yas V'mitzvah Seymin HaChamurai, the very Chomadik HaSeis, She'ein HaMoin Am Nizorin Behem, that people are not careful. What is one of his mishalom? Listen to this. Yichayiv Adam l'treyach b'drishas toiv la'amoy. A person has to worry constantly about someone else. Ulistoy to be a masmid b'omol naftoy. But it's ganze koyach al takonet chaveroy imdal imosher. B'zois min ha'chamurais u'min ha'ikrim ha'nidrashim min ha'adam. She'enema, the pasuk in Leshit HaTorah, Higid lecha adam ma toiv u ma Hashem zayrus mimcha ki im asois misbos yahavas chesed. Listen to the words of the Rabbeinu Yoina. What the Eibishter wants is a masmid in chesed. And I tell you, a masmid in Beis Medrash and a masmid in chesed is never a sphere kamat. Because I'd nit yen and vostaf meleben. There are so many opportunities. There are so many gelegenheits. The smoyach b'nei adam. Think about that. To that ben olam haba k'moy shehi. And let me tell you, when you're walking into a door, and there's only room for one, and the other person that's there is 5 years younger than you, and he's much less advanced in learning than you, and you let him first, that's a gold mine. That's a gold mine. Because that's one step closer to that goal that we all have of himlachdes chavercha benachas. And that's what Hashem is doris nimcha. This, Rabbeinu Yoina's lashon, should be our mahalach hachayim. To look, to try in any way to be mechazik nachayid, to think about nachayid, if it's the old man in shul, if it's the grandmother you're zayichah to have, cherish each opportunity take advantage of each gelegenheit, because this is really what the Eibishter wants from us. Rabbeisai, in these days of feeling the galus, in these days of thinking about the geula, in these days of hoping for the geula, we have to do our part in midas hachesed, in living for others. I once saw a beautiful story. There were some Yidden in Russia. They were being attacked by Russians, by the Kazakhs, over and over again. But here I am, they heard that they're coming, they're going to kill everybody out. So without thinking, they ran into the woods. Hushits, without nothing on their, nothing with them, they mamish lost everything just to save their lives. And they see in front of them there's a cave. They run into the cave, and they look in the corner of the cave, there's an old man sitting with a long white beard with a candle. He's learning. Rabid, who are you? Who are you? He looks up and says, I'm Mashiach. And he started jumping from joy. Can you imagine? Mitzorah l'rivacha, me'afeila l'yargadl. They became aniyim overnight. They lost everything. And in front of their eyes, they have Mashiach. They were jumping from simcha. But Mashiach is not moving. Mashiach, we are you waiting for you? He doesn't even look at them. He ignores them. Mashiach, we're waiting for you. We're waiting for you. Ignores them. Mashiach, please, we're waiting for you. He looks up and he says, I'm tired of kint. You're making a mistake. You're not waiting for me. I'm waiting for you. The avoidus hayoim that we have to take with us, we have to wait for Mashiach. We have to hope for Mashiach. We have to bring Mashiach closer. And each chesed brings Mashiach closer. But at the same time, we have to realize, besides waiting for Mashiach, we have to remember Mashiach is waiting for us. And what's he waiting for us? What does he want from us? It's no secret. To live a life of Ibnit Yenim Vastas Menleben. To live a life Kishani La'atri Mo'ani. To live a life of Amlach Nishavech Benachas. Every Yid has to be a Melech. Our parents have to Melechim. Every person is a Geleganite, is a Cheptetel Mitzvah of Chesed. Sinas Chinam brought the Golis. Ahavas Chinam is going to bring the Geula. But it's never Ahavas Chinam. It's always what the Eibishter really wants from us. In the Skos that we marbin Chesed, that will become Balei Chesed, that will become Oibnit Yenem Vastaf Melevim Nikis, will Zichet B'Zoyche B'Karev the Mashiach Tzidkenu.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.hl.com